Amen. We're going to get right into the word. We're going to dismiss our nursery and children. I want you to get your Bible. Amen. I want to continue on what we started last week, the importance of our confession. Amen. Amen. So let me give you another, I'll re-say it again, of what confession is. Confession is saying the same thing that God has said in his word. Testifying to a truth, you know. Doing what? Testifying to a truth, you know. And don't let anything or anybody sway you or tell you anything different through word, feeling, and circumstances. Hallelujah. And the Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 10, glory to God, 10, you can put that up, 10:23. And you can go ahead and put it up in the King James. Let us hold what? Fast. The confession or profession, the King James says. But other translation rendered confession. Of our faith will thou what? Waver in. For he is what? Faithful. What is he? Faithful that what? Promise. Hold and fast. The confession. Confession is one of the keys to possessing what God has promised you. Amen. If there is no confession, there will be no possession. Amen. So, what you have been confessing up until this present moment is what you frame with your words, and you're getting the benefit of it. Are you enjoying it? I didn't get any amens in there. I'm going to try it again. At least I'm going to say it again. Confession means holding fast to the same thing that God has said. And where you are in life, you and I, is a sum total of what you've been saying or confessing. Are you satisfied where you are? If not, that means you have to do what? Change what you've been saying. And make sure it what? Lines up with the word of God. Amen. So we're going to look at some things that we are, the Bible has told us to confess. Is that all right? And we want to go through a list of them or some several scripture. The Bible tells us what to confess. We have to deal with what? The world, the flesh, and what else? And the devil. And they are always trying to get us to say something what? Different from the word. They're trying to do what? Get us to say something different from what God has said. Amen. And these are the scripture that you confess or say. It should be any time you have an attack on your physical health, you ought to have some word at your disposal. What I mean by that, you ought to have something that when that thing show up trying to tell you something different, you ought to have something right there in the word to clarify, to decree and declare that what you are saying is a lie and God's word I have found to be the truth. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And notice. Go ahead and put it up. We've read them, but we're going to look at them again. Got a number of them. Isaiah 53, 4, and 5, if you could give this to me in the Amplified Classic and listen to what it says. Amplified Classic. Surely he has borne our grief and sickness, weakness, and distresses. What happened? He abhorred it. He bore them. He abhorred our grief, sickness, weakness, and distresses, and carried our sorrow and pain, a punishment. Yet we ignorantly consider him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. But he was what? Wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement and needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was where? Upon him. And with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:17. We're going to move pretty good. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, himself, who? Himself took our infirmity and bare our weakness or sickness. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self did what? Bear our sins in his own body on a tree, that we've been dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. Romans, before we were born again, Romans tells us how to get off the negative side of confession and get on the positive side. And Paul wrote this in Romans 10:9-10, and many of you know this because somebody probably shared it with you when you got born again, or you shared it with someone else that you led to Jesus. Amen.